now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's just coming up to 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, somebody we've not heard from since November of last year. So we say good morning and happy new year to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Happy new year, Dave.
Indeed. Yeah, now last time we spoke to you, you were telling us about this newfound hobby of yours, which is archery. And I gather you've been very busy doing that since we last spoke.
I was just going away the following week to Cyprus on holiday, where they do archery every day.
Right.
Which is probably where you've seen the video from, with the three bullseyes.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, I do archery through Wilderness Tribe, which is a men's mental health awareness group.
Right.
And once you've been through our program, we offer archery, rifle shooting, axe throwing, bushcraft, that kind of thing. But because I was doing it that much, it's like, I need to join a club. So at Christmas, I joined City of Chester Archers.
Fantastic.
Which is where I am at the minute.
Excellent.
Yeah, shooting today.
And now, is that a relatively new sport for you?
It's something I've been doing probably for about 20 years.
Oh, right, so not new.
Only on holiday with the kids. So,
right.
You know, a couple of days,
okay.
One week in a year. But, as we've been going away and finding that they do archery every day on holiday, it's like I'm having some of this.
Right. Now, if anybody's listening to this and thinking, why would you take up archery? What would you say to them?
I tell you what I have found. The focus, it clears your head.
Ah, right.
While you're shooting, you're focusing on that target.
Right.
So it is really good to clear your head. And there's some great people. You have a laugh while you're shooting as well.
Which is
and
what
it can be really competitive if you want it to be, but there's no need.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A social sport.
And do you need to have a very strong right arm to do it? I'm guessing pulling back the bow.
No. Because the bows
arrow.
Run from very soft, usually 16, 18 pounds,
right
up to long bows, and you're talking 50, 60 pounds.
Right, okay. So you can go into it gradually. Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Thank you for that. Not that it's going to help you with a 60-second challenge, but we'll see how you get on. 1 minute, as usual, to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Good luck, and here they come. By what title is Phil Collins' hit Take a Look at Me Now better known?
No jacket required.
Which group had a hit with The Diary of Horace Wimp in the 70s?
ELO.
What time is 0 hour in the Elton John song Rocket Man?
Midnight.
Who had a hit in 1960 with Poetry in Motion?
Eden Kane.
Dennis Wilson was a member of which 60s group?
Beach Boys.
Who wrote Islands in the Stream for Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton? Which female singer sang Something Tells Me as the theme tune to her TV show?
Sarah Black.
Which Beatles album was the best-selling album of 1969?
Sergeant Peppers.
In which Australian city was Jason Donovan born?
Melbourne.
Who played a character called Lucky Jackson in the film Viva Las Vegas?
Belushi. John Belushi.
And which singer-songwriter sometimes went by the name Captain Fantastic?
Captain Fantastic.
Yeah, and he had
Keith Michelle.
You're going to go for Keith Michelle. Well,
yeah.
Some clever answers there, but I'm not sure how many of them were right. Let's see.
No, I don't think they were.
But you had a stab at all of them, which is the important thing. No passes at all. You answered 11 questions in your allotted time, and you got 5 questions right. So not one of your best scores.
No, some tricky questions.
There were indeed, I would totally agree. Let's go through them. By what title is Phil Collins' hit Take a Look at Me Now better known? It's Against All Odds.
Yeah, couldn't think of that at all.
No, but No Jacket Required, which was your answer.
It was the album.
Was the album, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What time is 0 hour in the Elton John song Rocket Man? 0 hour is 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Apparently, yeah. I would have said 8 a.m, but 9 a.m is the right answer. Who had a hit in 1960 with Poetry in Motion, before your time, really?
Yeah.
It was Johnny Tillotson. You probably never even heard of him.
Never heard of him, no.
Would you've learned something there.
Yes.
A good guess for the Beatles album. You said Sergeant Pepper. That was 2 years earlier. It was the one with the zebra crossing, Abbey Road.
Ah, Abbey Road.
Now, I thought you might get this one. The character who played, the actor who played a character called Lucky Jackson in the film Viva Las Vegas. Who was it who had a hit with Viva Las Vegas?
Yeah, was it Elvis?
It was Elvis, and he was the person in the film. And the singer-songwriter sometimes went by the name Captain Fantastic. He had an album called Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, and he is Elton John.
Elton John, of course.
Yeah, which you should have given that as a pass answer, because lots of people do, and you would have got it right.
Pass answer.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for taking part. We'll see if it's a winning score in an hour's time. Good to talk to you, and enjoy the archery.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Bye bye now. Bye. So that's round one of the 60-second challenge. If you're listening to that and thinking, I would have got more of those right, now would be a good time to get in touch. Leave me a message on Facebook with a contact phone number, and you could be on the radio when we do round two at 12:30 this afternoon.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It is bang on 12:30, round two of radio's shortest quiz. And if you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ian Jones get a score of 5 out of 11 with no passes at all. But he did have some tricky questions there. Hoping to beat that score, somebody we haven't heard from since the end of October. But she's back with us now. And we say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. We've missed you over Christmas and the New Year, but you're back with us now.
Yeah, I am, thank you.
Brilliant. Now, did you happen to be listening at 11:30 when Ian Jones was on?
I did. I was driving at the time, but yes, I was listening.
Fantastic. And how many of those 11 questions do you reckon you would have got right?
Other than the one that made me laugh, where I should have said...
Elton John.
Elton John.
Yes.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
I've done about the same.
Right, okay, but they were tricky questions, so let's see how you get on with yours, which obviously are different questions. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass or possibly Elton John. Okay, good luck, and here they come. Which Brotherhood of Man number one song was an operatic title?
Elton John.
Who recorded the theme tune for the Bond film Live and Let Die? What was the name of Rocky Sharp's backing group?
Rocket.
In which decade did Robson and Jerome top the single and album charts?
80s.
Whose debut album was called Please Please Me?
Beatles.
Which 70s group recorded an album called Night Flight to Venus?
Pass.
Which comedian spent 36 weeks in the charts in 1968 with a song called I Pretend? And he's no longer with us, sadly. Let you answer that one.
Ken Dodd.
You're going to go for Ken Dodd, which is a good guess, because he was a massive successfully singer as well as a comedian in the 60s, but it wasn't him on this occasion. Right, I don't think they went your way today, did they? You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions in your allotted time.
Oh, dear.
You passed on one question, and you got... just one question right today, unfortunately. never mind. Again. Sorry, go on.
Out of practice there.
Well, that's the thing, you see. You've left it so long, then you've gone a bit rusty. So hopefully next time we talk to you, you'll do somewhat better. But again, I have to say, some of those questions were real stinkers, weren't they? Right, first one you got wrong. Which Brotherhood of Man number one song had an operatic title? That was Figaro. as in the marriage of Figaro, and of course the song Figaro. The theme tune to the James Bond film Live and Let Die, it wasn't Aha, that was the Living Daylights, wasn't it? It was actually Wings that recorded that one, with of course Paul McCartney. The name of Rocky Sharp's backing group in the 70s was the Replays, Rocky Sharp and the Replays. And the decade when Robson and Jerome topped not only the singles charts, but also the album charts, was the 1990s. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the next one, the one you got right, when you said it, I thought that you didn't think it was right. The debut album, Please Please Me, was indeed The Beatles, which is what you said, but you didn't sound convinced it was the right answer. And now the next one, I would have struggled with this one. Which 70s group recorded an album called Night Flight to Venus? That was Boney M, apparently.
Boney M, yeah.
I have completely forgotten about that one. And the comedian who spent 36 weeks in the charts in 1968, not Ken Dodd, but Des O'Connor, no less.
Des O'Connor, yeah.
Another one who was a comedian and a successful singer.
Yeah.
Never mind, it's all a bit of fun. Thanks for taking part, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time, when I'm sure you'll do better. Now that you've had a practice round. Okay, then.
Loved it. Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, Trudy. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.